Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Ches, mitzvah 208, as we get into the first mitzvah in a long time that does not have to do with Arayas. But don't worry, the three mitzvahs after this one is also about Arayas, and that's going to be our first question, what's this doing here? But let's first talk about the mitzvah. We have all the Arayas in Perek Yud Ches and Achremos, and then all of a sudden, after the Isra of Isha Nida, as we had yesterday, the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Chaf, Vel Eishes Amischa Lo Sitein Shechavtecha Lezara Latamava. Do not be with an Ashes Ish, that is not counted as a separate mitzvah here. But in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, then we have Umizaracha lo sitain lahavir lamolech. One is not allowed to literally pass their children to the Molech Avodah Zarah. We'll have to see exactly what is done. Velo sachale l'shem alokecho, do not be machal l'shem shamayim ani Hashem. I am Hashem your God. And then after that, we get back into Arayas. The next mitzvah after today is Mishkav Zachar. Homosexuality is tomorrow's mitzvah. And then we have two mitzvahs related to Mishkav Behema, bestiality. What is this doing here? Molech. Just finish the Arayas, and then we'll get into other mitzvahs. Why is this here? Let's just first read the mitzvah, and then we'll talk about why. It says the Chinuch, Shelo nitain mizareinu lamolech, Shelo nitain ksas mibaneinu. We shouldn't give some of our children. We will see that is specific, because if one gives all of their children, one is pater. We'll talk about that later. Bez Hashem. But it says, one should not give some of their children laha aviram lefei avodah zarah, to pass them in front of avodah zarah, shehayu osim b'nei adam bezman Matan Torah, Shehayu Shma Molech, that they used to do in earlier times. They used to pass their children through fire, and as if they're giving the child to the Molech Avodah Zarah, Shneamar, and that's an Issa Daraisa. Umizarachal lo sitein lahavir lamolech, from your children you shall not pass them to the Molech. Klomer mixazarecha. V'nichbol ha'azara, it also warns us later in the Torah about this. Dechsib b'makam acher, lo yimatzi b'cha, ma'avir b'no b'to ba'esh. Do not pass your children through fire. What exactly is done? So the Chinuch describes the mitzvah. Let's just do this next paragraph. V'kacha yu'osin ha'av mosro l'komrim l'shem shikatsum. Shikutsam. The father of the children comes and gives his children, his babies, over to the priest, to the komer. Ki'ein mashakasa b'karbanas k'sheirim. Just like a karban. Karban, you give it to the kohen. L'havdil. So to hear, the child you give to the komrim. V'nasnam el hakohen, v'efsher shakomer mosin bo tnufo agash lavnei amolech. It's possible that the priests do some type of avoda. They wave the child, they bring the child to the molech. He's quoting this from the Ramban. The Ramban here in the on the pasuk describes this as well, that this is possible, that this is what was done. I'll read you the Ramban. Ahav atzmo moser kovrim l'shem shikutsam, v'ulay kovrim osim otzufa wagasha. Right, this is the Chiddush, gets it exactly from the Ramban. Va'achagach machzirin oso la'av, and then they give it back, they give the child back to the father. U'mavirin esh gedola lefnei avodah zarah, they light a big fire in front of the avodah zarah. V'ha'av lokech beno u'ma'aviro bilahava esh. And then the father takes his son and passes him through the fire. Pass him through the fire. Rov Rishonim assume this is what's done, because if the father is going to be Chayav Misa, you can't say just giving it to the Kohen and the priest passes him through fire, that's going to be about Chayav Misa for the father. So the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Minchas Chinuch quotes it in those space, seems to say that. I'm sorry, Rashi in Sanhedrin and on Chumash seems to say that the Komrim, the priests are the ones that pass them through. So that's then fascinating. The priests are the ones that actually do the act of putting him into Avodah Zarah, and the person's Chayiv Misa already just for giving him to the priests. But if you look in the Chinuch, if you look in the Ramban, no, they give it back to the father, and the father is the one that does the act of passing. The Kachamar B'Yerushalmi, and this is what it says in the Yerushalmi, Eino Chayv Ashayimsa L'Komrim V'Yitzlenu V'Yavirenu. The Yerushalmi says one is not Chayv until you give it to the priest, they do their whatever they want to do on them, and then they take it back for the priest, and you pass it through fire. Before we get into more of the details, the question that I started off with, and that is, why is this mitzvah here? Just wait three more mitzvahs, and then give us the commandment of Molech. So there are three ideas that I found. One of them, first one, is very fascinating. And that is, I found in the, in Kibbutz Shalom Rav, he quotes this from the Torah, for the Kovetz Torah Mitzion, he quotes it from David Shlomo Sluch, the Rav of Odessa. He says, Seder Advarim. He says, usually, why is this, in the order that it is, Shenira Lanu Ketamua, Sudar Tafka, Kakti, Lamdeno Dover Gadol. Why is it in the middle of the Arayas, and specifically, why after all the Arayas, but before Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema? Ki be'emes kashim me'od l'tairu l'ha'amin, she'imatzi adam she'avres b'no b'to ba'esh. It's very hard to fathom that a parent would ever do such a thing. To pass their child through fire? Right? Avram Avinu thought he was mitzuveh. But it's so hard to imagine. Uver prav l'shitas asovrim. We're going to get to in a minute a machlokas whether the child was actually killed or not, or just passed through fire. But especially according to the shitas that says they're actually killed, what kind of parent would do this? And even if we know the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us that there used to be a tremendous Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah, which we don't have anymore, Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samachdala tells us that Bizman Churban Abayis, the Bnei Yisrael were so upset about what the Yetzahara had caused, the big Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Vachulu. So what they dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden, the Gemara describes, Sanhedrin Samachdala, Nafek Kiguria Denura Mi Beis Kachi HaKadoshim, a little a lion of fire came out of the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Navi says to Bnei Yisrael, that's the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And they grabbed it, and they locked it up. They locked it up, and they eventually killed it. They put it in a pot, and they killed the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. That's why we don't have a Yetzahara anymore to bow down to a tree. We can't even fathom it. One of the great Amoraim in Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, talking about Menashe HaMelech, says, oh, Menashe, I can't believe you did such a Avodah Zarah. Menashe comes to him in a dream and says, if you were lived in my generation, you'd be running after my coattails. You'd be doing it also. So we can't even fathom it. Because they killed it. They killed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara there continues and says that they also said, hey, it's an Ace Ratzon, let's try to get rid of the Yetzirah for Arayos. And they grabbed it and all of a sudden, they checked around the country, and they couldn't even find any eggs to eat. And they said, you got to have some Yetzirah, a little bit, some desire for reproduction, or else the world won't be able to exist. So all they did was they blinded it. So they weakened it. What does that mean? So that people don't have taiva for certain arayos, as we've been discussing, sister, mother, v'chulu. That's what the Gemara says. But then they let the rest of it go free because of this. So it's hard, says the Kamozi Shalom Rav. It's hard to imagine a parent that would give their child to a molech. So yitachein b'cholzos. But says the Kamozi Shalom Rav, I can come up with a case that it's not so hard to imagine. Amim rabim nahagu laharog yiladim shenoldu b'psul. We have seen various times in history that there were nations that said if there is an illegitimate child, he's not worthy of living. Or even personally, you might see somebody who has an illegitimate child and they want to just get rid of it as quickly as possible because that's a reflection of the chait. They can't do tshuva gemura without it, right? It's an unplanned pregnancy, whatever it is. They abandon the child. Rachman al-Assad, we see in our day and age, right? We see. Bechdei shelo yiyu lemaskeret avon uklimas netzach. Kasher medura bebanim psulim. So even the greatest avos rachmaniyim alulam la'avira ba'esh. And therefore one might think that if somebody has this illegitimate child, you know, is it any better than leaving or killing any other child? So after the entire parsha of Arayos, illegitimate children, as a result, don't give them to Molech. Meaning this is also a child as well. Yes, it might be a mamzer. Yes, he might be a pugum, like we spoke about yesterday. Whatever it is, Al-Kain, that's why Dafka, the Torah, puts it here. L'lamdeinu sha'avzer apostle, afilu mamzer gomor, osur lavilu l'molech. Even a mamzer, it's an isu daraisa, if somebody has a mamzer, to put it to Molech. Afilu mizaracha habachalim yisiri arayis, shabem avlan mamzer, gam mehem lo titein l'ha'avir l'molech. That's why he puts it here, and amazing, what is it put it before? Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, because those aren't going to bring children anyway. That's not going to bring children. That can be afterwards. So this Molech has to do with all the ones from beforehand, but not the ones that follow. That's why it's Dafka here. Beautiful thought from the Kemotze Shalal Rav, right here on our Pasuk. The Azayin LaTorah also discusses why this is juxtaposed here out of all the other places that it might have been. So the Azayin LaTorah says, Mala avodah zarazu, paparshas arayos. What does it have to do with the parsha of arayos? So he says maybe it has to do with another Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses what is the source for the big three averus, Yehari Valyavar. What's the source? How do we know that those three are the only ones that we have to give our life for? So the Gemara discusses this on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in Masechta Sanhedrin, and it has different makoros. But one of them is Rebbe Omer Ki Kasha Yokum Mishal Ra'er Tzacho Nefesh Kena Davar Hazeh. In the middle of Parsha Kiseitze, where the pasuk talks about rape, ones, mefate, it says just like we kill a murderer, so too we kill this person who violated Arayas. Why are those two put together? So that's the source. We compare that just like a murderer is Yehari V'Yavar. If Reuven says to you, kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you, you have to be killed. So to Arayas. So because of that juxtaposition, that's what we learn. How do you know Ritzicha? That's a Svara. who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. It's a svara of my chazis. My chazis, the dumach di dach sumach tfei, maybe dama di chavrech sumach tfei. But anyway, you see the juxtaposition of arayos and murder put in the same pasuk, and that's the source for Yahareg ve'al yavar. Suggests the Aznayin LaTorah, maybe here too, it puts it together. Shemizeh anu lemeidim, shegamba avodazara yahareg v'al yavar. Ubacha lo diazos b'molech, sheishba avodazara v'shvichas damim, together. Maybe this is teaching me, how do you know that was about shvichas damim and Gili Arayas, those two? What about avodazara? So there's another source quoted in the Gemara there, but the Aznayin LaTorah suggests maybe this pasuk is connecting all three. This pasuk connects Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayas. That Gemara said that the pasuk in Kisaitse connects Gili Arayas and Shvichas Damim, so they're all connected, and that's how we know that there is a concept of Yareg Vayavar only by these three mitzvahs. He says what I just read, that Molech, why is this Avodah Zarah picked rather than all the others? Because this Avodah Zarah has Shvichas Damim is associated with it too. It's Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah in this Aveira. If somebody violates Moloch, according to the Shittas that we're about to see, that you kill the child, so he gets two Aveiras. He gets Lo Sirtzach, and he gets this Aveira of Mizara Chalositein Lahavir LaMoloch. That is number two. A final, third idea, what this is doing here, and that is Atagim Yonasa Ben Uziel. Atagim Ben Uziel says, maybe we shouldn't understand this Pasik only on its Pashit level, and that is Molech, but the Targum Yonasa Ben Uziel says on this Pasik, Us Isser Molech Kishebino Mischatenim Akum Mizaracha, don't give from your children to Molech. Molech means idol worshippers. Don't let your child marry a non-Jew. As much as you can, that's what this Isser is according to Yonasa Ben Uziel. Nearer, they say, so related to that, that has to do with Arayas. So that deeper level has to do with Arayas. It means make sure you do whatever one can. What everybody should do, what one can do to protect their children. Again, Rachmana Litzlan, there are cases where it's out of a parent's control. But as much as one can do, one is obligated to do based on this pasuk. Says Rav Sternbach, Nira, Achrayas Ahorim Gamal told us Benayim. Parents can't just say, okay, I brought in my kid, now it's his decision to figure out who he's going to marry. No, I have to try whatever is in my power to try to guard him, to channel him, B'chovasam L'chateina Yeladim, B'ofan Shah No Ladim, you Shomrei Torah. I have to do whatever I could do. And he quotes a Chavetz Chaim in one of his letters, Demisha Moser Banav Lo Mod Bebati Sefer Shalom De Behem Minus. If I send my child to a school where they teach Apikarsus, where they teach heresy, that's Bechlau Mavir Mizaru Lamolech. Wow. Because it's not just physical annihilation of a child. It's spiritual annihilation of a child. V'tzarech Lasis Kol Mamono V'lo Lavar Olav B'Mesiris Banav L'chinuch Kafrani. Where they teach kfira, umasik shagam memshalom mechayeves vaonesh b'masar. Even if a government demands it, one has to be very careful. So therefore, one has to do this pasuk is one of the sources for the mitzvah of chinuch. One of the sources for the mitzvah of chinuch in life. We know the Gemara talks about in brachas chinuch is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but the concept is for sure d'araisa. But there are various psukim in the Torah that teach us about the mitzvah of chinuch. The pasuk by Avraham Avinu ki yedativ. Why do I love Avraham? Hashem says because ki yedativ levan yitzav es banav es beis o'achrav. He commands his children about me. So that's one pasuk. But this is another one based on Targum Yonasa Ben Uziel mizarech halositi and lahavir lamolech that has to do with making sure my children stay on the straight and the narrow and they do everything that they are supposed to do. Okay, so that is all about why this is here and not three mitzvahs later. But Baruch Hashem is here, so we get to talk about it now. Says the Chinuch. Vidas, next paragraph. Vidas, Harav Rashi Zechorno Levracha, Harambam Zechorno Levracha. Right, we say Zechorno Levracha, I pointed this out before, by people who have died very recently. Right, for a grandparent, for Shlomo Zalman, whoever it is, recently. If somebody, we don't say the Rambam Zechorno Levracha. Nobody says the Rambam Zecher Tzadik Levracha. But right after the Rambam, they used to say that. Right? Or we don't say Moshe Rabbeinu Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We don't say that. Right? But here, he's talking about Rashi and the Rambam. They didn't live so too much before him. That's what he says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Shelo Yaha Yasarfo Elo Havoda Haisa Lahavir Levad. Rashi and the Rambam say the child is not killed. That you pass him through fire, just that itself is Asa Daraisa. Because that is the way that one services Molech. We know the Menchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph. There are four avodos that if you do any of these avodos, one's chayev for any avodah zara. We know that every Avodah Zarah has their its unique way of worshiping it. Markolis, you threw a rock at, and Baal Peor, you went to the bathroom at. So every Avodah Zarah has their own way of worshiping it. But there are four actions that are usher for every Avodah Zarah. Right, and that is, does he quote it here? He quotes it here, burning and shechting and bowing. I thought he could quote it in the second wide line. Kamo arba avodah shechiva Torah kol avodah zaras kein chiva Torah avodah zu. Right, says the there are four avodas. That's everyone. So Minchas Chanukah discusses, is this avoda usher to all of the avodah zaras? Let's say I send my chas v'shalom person sends their son to Markolis by building a fire. So the Minchas Chanukah discusses whether that's going to be usur or not, or this is specifically the derech of Molech, just like Pa'or has his and Markolis has his. So he discusses that there. But either way, Rashi and the Rambam say the avoda is not killing the child; it's just passing the child through fire. Umikivan sheha eviro kemo shahaya darkam lahaviro chayev. Once you did it, it's chayev. The Ramban cannot accept this. The Ramban says no way. The Ramban says you kill the child. That it's animal it's child sacrifice. That's what this aveira is. V'dasa Ramban zechernu levrachim avir b'lahav achin shmasal yotzeis. You keep passing it through fire until the kid dies. That is the Ramban. So it's a very important mach lokas. Continuing in the chinuch, remes misharshi wichag avodah zarah. Wait, I don't even have to explain what the svaras for this mitzvah are. You can look back in mitzvah chavav. Back the minchas chinuch there discussed the avodah zarah. It's one of the tenets of our faith. One of the six mitzvahs tmidios. Right, lo yilchal lohim acherim. So we don't even have to get into some of the shirashim of avodah zarah. Bavachinian as a third line shall avodah zarah zushamolak. The question is, why is this avodah zarah? Why does it merit its own avera? Merit in a bad way, right? There's no separate issur of worshiping Markolis. There's no separate issur of worshiping Baal Pa'ar. They're all included in the many averas that have to do with all avodah zarahs. But Molech merits its own issur. Why? So according to the Ramban, it's beautiful. It's the only one that you kill somebody with. So the Ramban, you understand. But according to the other Rishonim, why? Let's see. Lefi shehaisa avodah ra'a biyoser, v'hayu adukin baharbi v'osozman. It must have been very, very prevalent. It was a very common animal worship. Many Mefarshim talk about this by the Akedas Yitzchak. That was Dafka the test, because everybody else was doing this, and Avram was preaching against it his whole life. And now God asks him to bring his child as a sacrifice. It's against everything Avram Avinu was fighting for his whole life, and he's going to do it. Molech is the anti-Akedah. Or it is exactly the Akedah. And Hashem told him to do it. Here, I'm telling you to do Molech. And Avram did it. Right, that's why, because he did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So could it be that it was just very common? So according to the Rambam and Rashi, who say you don't kill the child, you have to explain why does this merit its own aveira? Because it was so common and it was so prevalent. According to the Rambam, you have a much more simple answer. Why is this unique? There's something unique. Shebechol avodah zarah lo yischayev ha'uvda bishalo kedark el ba'arba avos yiduos. He adds. He says, by all other avodah zarahs, you're only chayev if you do it its way, and if you do it one of the four avodos, as we mentioned. Aval, ben yezeh, see in Ozayin, he quotes the four. Zvi, in the footnote. Zvicha, shechting, haktara, burning, nisuch, pouring, and hishtach avaya, bowing. Those are the four avodos for everyone. Aval, ben yezeh, shal molech, yischayev osa maitze, zeh shal molech, b'chol avodah zarah. There he is, the chinuch says it. That this act of passing through fire should apply, according to the Rabbi, maybe by everyone. Lefichach, nesiata, asar, bo, that's why it has its own avera, and also because he killed a person. Zehanirali michlal devarav. That's what I think appears to me from the shita of the Ramban. Vizeho inyan. Here we get into another detail. This detail is what made Molech famous. This seemingly illogical halacha. And that is she'enachiyavba elab mixas hazer v'lo bakulo. Somebody gives some of their children to Molech, they're chayav misa. Somebody gives all their children to Molech, they're pater. What? Efshar, why is that? Efshar, it's possible, says the chinuch, mipnei hakshakomim hashakronim hayu mavtichen avi aben. How did they convince the people to give their kids? It must be because they said, you know what, if you give one of your children, the rest of your kids and you are going to have tremendous bracha. This child is going to be a sacrifice to the gods, and everyone else is going to get tremendous bracha out of it. That's how they used to convince them. Because who in their right mind would give all their kids? So that's why the Isser is only related to the common cases, says the Chinuch, where somebody would have some children left over. That's what they used to tell them. You'll have a lot of bracha in your house. They knew they wouldn't be able to convince them, give me your only child. So that's why the Torah asers, says the Chinuch, the more common case. Skipping a couple lines. Good. This smag is quoted in the Marsha on that Gemara by by others as well, for one svar for mixas velo kulo, but there was another more famous answer, and that's the shita of the smag. Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, this is quoted, as I just meant to say, by the Marsha in Sanhedrin, in the Skugis of Moloch, Sama Gimel. It's also quoted in the Ketzer Mishnah. Ketzer Mishnah has Edus. Why is it quoted there? We'll see in a second. Says the smag, you know why, if you give all your children? Because then you're beyond hope. Then Misa is not even going to be a kapara for you. If you give some of your kids, okay, there's hope for you. You give all your kids to Moloch, forget it. You're beyond hope. Why does the Kesef Mishnah quote this in Ilchas Eidus? Because there he's explaining this principle of Kasher Zomen Velo Kasher Asa. Right? Why is it that if Edom Zomen try to inflict a punishment, they're going to get what they wanted to give, but they've actually succeeded? If they put Reuven to death and Reuven was innocent? Kasher Zomen Velo Kasher Asa. So the Ramban Al HaTorah says, oh, Zeres HaKasef. And then he gives a svara. But the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Smag and says, maybe this is the pshat. If they succeeded, then forget it. They're beyond. They're beyond hope. They're beyond hope. It's Misa is not even going to help them. So you might as well not even put him to death. The Meshech Chachma gives a third application. The Meshech Chachma says, why aren't you Chayiv Misa for killing a non-Jew? You're Chayiv Misa for killing a Jew. Ritzicha. Ritzicha of a non-Jew, you're not Chayiv Misa. It's a pasuk. Says the Meshech Chachma, in a sense, it's even worse, because the Chil Hashem that occurs when somebody kills a non-Jew is besides murder. Machal Shem Shamayim. So Misa is not even going to help you. So you have Molech according to the Smag, you have Kasher Zamam according to the Kesef Mishnah, and you have killing Ritzichas Nachri according to the Meshech Chachma. Those three, it's beyond the pale. Just to give you another, a fourth application where the Svara might be true, and that is we know there's a principle called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We're not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. That's a Machlokas in the Gemara, comes up in the first Daf in Baba Kama, and elsewhere, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov in Klal Beis has 10 pages on Ein Onshin Min Hadin, but one of the four Svaras that he discusses, why can you give punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer is exactly this Svara. What's the Kal V'Chomer? If A is Chayiv, surely B is going to be Chayiv. But says the Lekach Tov. But maybe B is so much worse that the punishment isn't going to be enough for B. So therefore, how could you punish based on a Kal V'Chomer? Maybe A, the punishment is good enough, but for B, it's so bad, the punishment is not going to be enough. So that's one of the four Svaras that he gives for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Either way, this is the Halacha that we know. By Molech, only some of your children and not all of one's children. Skipping towards the end, says the Chinuch Panohegas B'chamakam B'chozman. This applies always B'scharim Nekevis, males and females. V'over Alav Zebemezev Dubemezev Yechayim Misa B'shogig Yechayim a Karban. And the last line he says, this is an Isra that applies to non-Jews as well. V'kfar Kasafti Lamala in Yisro She'Isra V'odazara Hu Alkol B'nei Ha'olam B'kula B'chlal. Right, this is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. This is included in Avodazara of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Just one ha'ara, Minchas Chinuch discusses a number of interesting issues. By the way, that smag that I mentioned is mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hei. Os Hei, he quotes that smag, and he says, Machshavas Hashem Yisbarach Amko. The thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are very deep. But if I could just find it for a second, and if not, I will just say it outside. Tosus there in Sanhedrin asks a question that you're telling me that you're not chayiv until a person is not. Oh, there it is. In the Menachas Chinuch and Os Tes, on the bottom left, he quotes Tosfos and Sanhedrin, fourth to last line. Tosfos says, How could the halacha be you're only chayiv for some of your kids, but all of your kids, but don't you have to give one and then the other and the other and the other? So you're chayiv already for the first three when you still had some left over. So what? What it says, not all of your kids, that's only talking about when somebody has an only child? It says, no, if you give some of your kids, you're chayiv. If you give all of your kids, you're putter. It sounds like we're talking about the same person, that he has more than one child. And that he's burning. So he asks Tosfos, what's the case? So it must be, says Tosfos, you only have one child. Or you burn them exactly at the same moment. Which is difficult, because actually tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Mechoros talks about whether that's it's possible for somebody to do something at the exact same time, efshel etzam same or efshel etzam same. The Kesef Mishnah though is a different teretz. The Kesef Mishnah says the iser is held in abeyance. And that is, if somebody burns their first child, their second child, they're not chayim misa yet until when? It doesn't say. But if you kill the final child, then retroactively, you are not chayim for burning the first child. It doesn't say how long you wait. How long do you have to wait? You have to wait till the guy dies. Until the guy dies. Either the Menachas Chinuch thinks that maybe it depends whether you're doing it all in one time or not. He assumes the Kesef Mishnah is only if you have a Molech ceremony and you burn one child, two child, then everybody disbands and goes home. That's finished. You're chayiv. Even if tomorrow you regroup, that's something different. It's only if it's in the same ceremony, he thinks. That's what the Kesef Mishnah would say. Avalim nisparda hachabura shel rishayim, at the end of that paragraph, said he can't say that it's forever. Kenirali mitzad asvara, he says it has to be some type of limit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue with three more of the Arayas, only three mitzvahs left, to Parshas Achrimos in the coming days. Okay, we will stop here.